It's time for the Giz Whiz with Matt's maddest rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1997, recorded Thursday, July 18th, 2024. Back to you, Chad. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has three gadgets from the Holiday Gift Guide Show. I also continue with my summer party gadgets, and this one has your back. All next on The Giz Whiz!
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG Chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for The Giz Whiz now.
Now!
And here he is, our Gadget Day connoisseur, Dick DiBartolo. How are you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing very good. It's
excellent. Excellent. I had a ferociously busy day yesterday. There are two events I love. One is the Holiday Gift Guide Show.
Yes.
And the other is Sweet Sweet.
Yes.
And for some bizarre reason, they were on the same day with several hours at the same time.
Oh, no. They overlapped even? I was hoping.
Well,
one might be a lunch. One might be a dinner.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you know what? The gift guide, you had to pick 10 to noon or 4 to 6.
Ah.
But the two events are about 15 blocks apart. So it was easier to go to the later one, and then it was Wednesday, so it was matinee day, nowhere to get a cab, so we had to walk like a mile, and it was like 95 yesterday. It was the longest walk ever.
Oh, my gosh. Did you get there, and you're just drenched?
Yes,
and
yes.
Well, I'm going to need an umbrella bag for my hat.
Yes, we had an umbrella because they were predicting a horrendous storm. Fortunately, the storm happened after I got home in time for Giz Fizz. And actually, if some of the people watching Giz Fizz was hearing the thunder in the background, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the things at the gift guide show, there are a lot of things there that are certainly non-gadgety. For example, you could give by gift cards. And since you are a camper, have you ever heard of Jellystone Park?
Jellystone? No, I've never heard of Jellystone.
There are 78 of them.
Wait, what? There's more Jellystone parks than states?
Yes. Yes.
Is and it like KOA, because, like Campground of America type of thing?
You know, it seems to not be associated with them. It's Camp Jellystone.
Huh.
And yeah, I said,
the chat agrees. Chris P saying Jellystone Park has a chain of campgrounds.
Yeah, a lot. 78. Yes, from Yogi Bear.
Yeah, I know, and Yogi Bear for sure.
Yes, yes. And when we went in, there was a Yogi Bear there. And Dennis said, I think he's wearing your costume. Because when Bill Hanna, one of the founders of Hanna-Barbera, and Yogi Bear is one of their creations.
Yeah.
When he was on To Tell the Truth, the Hanna-Barbera people said, if we send over a Yogi Bear costume and there's someone there who could wear it to pick Bill Hanna out. And they said,
You.
Me. So, I think I told the story. Bill Hanna, after the show, said, you are so amazing. We're opening a new theme park. Why don't you come to the opening as Yogi? And that was one of the most fun days I ever had, because you probably know when you're in a costume.
Yeah. It's like puppetry.
Goes.
You're a character. You can goof off and
anything.
Yeah.
And people follow, crowds follow you.
It was
great. It was great.
Yes. That is so funny. Yeah, Scooter X just shared their, look at that, Yogi Bears, Jellystone Parks. Check out all these locations.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, holy moly.
I know, and I said to the person, I said, well, this is nothing I can do on my show. I said, but I will ask my co-host, who is a big camping fan, if he knows about this place.
Wait, so they were just there just saying, hey, we exist, just letting you know.
We exist. You can give gift cards.
Oh, gift cards.
They have gift cards. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And it's not like it's like a camp you go to and they have cabins and you can stay a week and they have water slides and yoga.
They need an influencer. I'll go to every camp across America.
There you go.
I'll stay for a week and I'll record a little video about it.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. That sounds cool. You know, yeah. I feel like way more places. This is connected because of the gift card. Way more places need to offer gift cards. Like, and digital ones at that. There's so many times I want to give a gift, a last minute gift, or just a gift to someone who's far away. And I just want the code. I want the email. It would be awesome if it could be printed nicely. Sometimes you want, you know, a digital gift card option. Great. Awesome.
You know what? It's so funny. At one of these events years ago, I think there is a company called 1-800-GIFT-CARD. And I believe they were there to get companies to offer gift cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 1-800-FLOWERS, but gift cards.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So...
Golden ideas on this show. You know, if you were an entrepreneur, you could just have another $1 million idea if you want to start a show. No, I'm just kidding. digital gift cards. We needed it to happen. So that's really cool. So you got to go to the holiday.
So what I'm going to, I'm going to do three gadgets from the gift show now. Next week, I'll do three gadgets from the toy fair. Sweet. And then the following week, I'll do three more videos from the gift guide show.
So did you use that Yogi Bear plush to like dry off?
No, I didn't even think about that. I wish I had thought of that. No, I figured, you know what? I know a kid who would love this. So I didn't want to dab myself with it.
Yes. No. You're like, I can't.
And you, anything thrilling for you this week?
Let me think. Not a ton. Super duper thrilling.
I see Taylor Swift dropped by and gave you a t-shirt. That was nice of her.
And a signed CD. Mm-hmm. I got a signed Taylor Swift CD off of the website. So this is the
wow.
Yes, Tortured Poet Department signed CD.
Wow.
All right. Excited about that. Taylor Swift is a chart. What do you call someone who's just like constantly caring? Hawk? I don't know, like watching, worried about her getting the top charts. And her album was about to not be rated number one, and she's trying to get to 13 weeks as number one.
I think
one
she
album.
Did, didn't she?
Yes, I think she has now.
Yeah, I think.
So one of the strategies that she did is I think she released a ton of signed albums. I think someone did the calculation, it was like 15,000 signed albums or whatever.
Oh my God.
And so it's a strategy because you're buying just the album, right? They just got me again. I bought the album again.
Oh my God.
Of course. I got to get it signed. It's a signed one. I have to buy a real album. You know, I spent whatever the full price of the album is. I don't even remember. But yeah, that's like one of the strategies to boost your numbers to continue to stay number one in the charts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The other funny thing, if I'm just gonna put, a pin in it and just say I will predict this will happen. If anyone cares, no one does. The album that was actually released digitally is the anthology album, and the album that's been out is only half. So the anthology is a two part. Okay. And that has never been released on vinyl. So if she just wants to continue going, all she has to do is release that on vinyl. It was never released on vinyl. It's the actual full tracks of all of them. It'd be a massive vinyl thing. But she could do that to continue. This is just my prediction of what she could do to continue to stay on the
top. Okay, I will also make a prediction that if she does do that, she will have at least one sale in Florida.
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah. I gotta complete the set. Okay. Well, I think that's what.
Let's start. Let's jump into the holiday gift guide.
Hey, I'm here at Dog ID, and I said, "How's business?" And she said, "It's shitty." It doesn't mean it's bad.
No, we're here showcasing our shitty kit.
Wow.
It's the ultimate dog walking kit.
Okay, and what's in there? Does it come, I assume poop is optional.
Oh, poop is optional, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so the shitty kit is it's a kit where you can put all your human essentials as well as your dog's essentials and business all in one kit to keep you hands-free on your walk. So okay. You can put your phone, wallet, keys, hand sanitizer here in these front pockets and also in the larger pocket. And then there's this doo-doo chamber inside. It's made out of silicone. And you can put a full poopy bag in here, seal it up, zip up the kit, and go about your walk. If you're not near a garbage can, this is really convenient. So if you're on a hike, you're camping, or if you're in a suburban area where there just aren't a lot of trash receptacles, it's really great because it's completely stink-free and you don't have to carry the full poop.
Now, do you get some bags
Absolutely.
In the kit?
Yeah, so there's actually a built-in poopy bag dispenser here.
I see.
You don't have to have one of those clunky things on your leash, which is really convenient.
Oh, and I see in the back, your belt goes through here.
Yeah, so you can clip. You can wear it as a crossbody bag. It comes with that strap. Oh. Or you can wear it as a bum bag or a fanny pack. So it comes with multiple straps, a full roll of poopy bags, and the bag.
And how much is it?
It's $29.99. Mm-hmm. It's on dogid.com.
I think it's very clever. I can't wait to try it. Well, have Charlie try it.
Yes.
I'm beyond doing it in the park. I stopped doing that like 5 years ago. Okay, we're here at Gifts of the Holidays, and this is fun for the pet owner or to give to a pet owner.
Absolutely.
As a gift.
That is so funny. Itty bag.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. I see the use as a dog owner myself. If there is not a trash can nearby, and of course, many places require you to bag your dog's doo doo, and it's just nice to do. Huh? Say it again.
I said all of New York City and every park, everything had to be,
Yep, all
this
around
is great for
the neighborhood I'm in, you know, it's the rules, but it's also just nice to. I even had some friends that would, they had their own yard, and they would do it in their own yard, because they're just like, I just want to keep it clean, why not? Every go, pick it up. The doo-doo bag looked pretty substantial.
It seemed very well made, and it's very clever that it comes with straps, can go on your belt, two different size straps, the little place for the doggy bags to come out. I think it's a very clever idea.
Yeah. Just don't mix up the pouches. I think it would be pretty obvious if you mix them up. But that's great. A nice purpose-built doggy doo-doo container.
exactly.
I like the price too. I think $30, good price.
Easy. I agree with you. Okay, kind of a fun new gadget from Works, and they have it. They're very sporting about it. Here it is.
I'm here at Works. You know, we have a lot of stuff from Works over the years. And Meg said, we have a new misting fan. And I said, oh, Meg, unless it does something very different, I've done a million misting fans. So we're going to give Meg a chance.
Well, thank you for stopping to see me today. I really appreciate it. Okay. This is the brand new Works misting fan. Now, okay, for those of you who are familiar with Works, you know we have a regular battery-operated fan that's been out for a few years now.
Right.
Well, I want you to think about a couple of things. Think sports fields with kids playing. It's hot outside right now, and they just want to cool off. Again, the misting fan. You have said you've seen a number of them. Well, yes, here we go. You can either run it on fan only or on mist and fan. When it's on the lowest setting, it will last over 7 hours. When it's on the high setting, it will last up to right around 2 hours.
Okay.
It operates also on our 20-volt PowerShare battery platform, right? By the way, let's not forget that that battery can be used on over 100 different Works products.
Okay. And where's the water storage on
the
this?
Okay, well, here's the best part. Okay. So you take this up, you can extend this here, and say you have one of those paint buckets from Lowe's or Home Depot.
Okay.
You set this right on it. It locks in. You drop the tube right into the bucket, which right here, and it pulls the water for you, and it will send the mist out. Now, the mist, that fan will drop further. The mist will go as far out as almost 15 feet when it's on high.
Wow.
And then here's another great thing. Say you're sitting at the dock of a nice, clean, freshwater lake, and you don't have a bucket with you. You just take this and you drop it in the water, and it will pull from there as well.
Wow.
So, but this is fantastic. Not only does it run on the battery, though, if you wanted to run it near an outlet, it runs off of an AC cord, too. So it's absolutely fantastic.
Okay. So this is very, very different. I just caught a trout.
You just caught a trout. Not recommended to be used as bait.
Yes, exactly. And not the Hudson River. Oh, my God, body part.
Oh, jeez.
And the retail price.
And the retail price with the battery and the charger is $129.99. You can get it as a bear tool for, I want to say, $99.99 right now.
Okay. If you already have the battery.
If you already have the battery and the charger, right, yes. Okay. But it's available at works.com. It's also available at amazon.com, too.
Perfect. I like this a lot.
Well, I like it too. Thank you for stopping by.
No problem.
Always nice to see you.
Okay, they have nice stuff that works, and everything they have works. That's the best I can do.
That's great. It's more expensive than I expected.
Yes, it's a little pricey.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that you can have unlimited water if you're like out in the backyard and you have one of those 5 gallon buckets.
Yeah, completely agree. It definitely also seemed like something that would be great if you were in like the construction industry.
Yeah. Also, I like the fact a lot of fans don't have it where you can also plug it in and run it from AC. That's a big help.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think I was a little bit shocked about the 7 hours on low. That seemed like a short amount of time. But I guess because it's using just the typical battery that it doesn't have integrated battery. It has a removable battery that you work with other Works things.
Yeah. I think on their website, I think they're up to 151 Works gadgets that all work on the same battery.
On that same battery platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. So originally I was like, what? It seems like it should do 7 on high. But then I realized, oh, well, I guess it's all the whole battery system. Yeah. So not, and also, how fast is it to switch out the battery? Probably pretty fast. So.
And yes, if you're into the Works world, you probably have several batteries sitting around that you can use for outdoor
parties. I agree. I think that's really cool. So this is the one with the battery.
Exactly. And for some reason, Amazon has the one without the battery.
There's the one without
also,
the
it's sort of new because there's just one rating. I believe it just came out very recently.
Yeah. So. I love that bucket, and I love that the base will expand so that it can fit in the bucket like that. As you can stick it in there,
almost
pull it
almost
up.
Any size bucket.
Yeah. I like that.
That's very clever.
That is neat. And it takes the heaviest, most bulky part, and it kind of allows you to choose your poison, you know? Like, do you want a massive bucket? Do you want a small little one? Do you want to put it in the lake? Do you want to throw it in an ice chest?
The actual device itself weighs a little under 5 pounds.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's on the bucket list for sure. So,
Dan. Okay. We have a very funny chat room.
We do. Okay, that's cool.
Okay,
it works.
Our final gadget for this week from the show is this one.
Okay, I'm here at Clorox. Now, I expected to see like a bunch of bottles of Clorox, but instead I'm seeing a machine, a gadget, and the gadget is smoking.
We already started it.
So as we were walking up, Nicole was putting some water in it. So what does this do?
Yeah. So this sanitizes common household products like reusable water bottles, reusable straws, your cleaning sponge. And technically, you should have the lid on here. So let's use our imagination.
Okay.
So this will contain the sanitizing steam. And it takes anywhere between 10 to 12, 13 minutes or so, depending on the amount of water you put in there, to do a full cycle. But it will sanitize everything in here, cleaning up to 99.999% of bacteria.
Wow.
So excellent way to reduce waste. So you can reuse items like that sponge. Of course, everybody's using reusable water bottles now. You want to make sure that those are also safe. Honestly, the options in here are endless. So think about pet products, kids' toys, or cleaning items. You can sanitize all of those and the Clorox steam sanitizer.
And what's that retail for?
Retails for $40.
$40. That is really great. And that's available now?
It's available now on Amazon and Costco.com.
Perfect. Oh, can we get...
You want a touch. It's going to be hot, so don't burn yourself.
I'm not going to. Okay.
Right. But yeah, you can see the steam.
All right. I tell you what, I've seen a lot of stuff here at the show, but right now I am steamed.
I love it.
Okay.
She's a good sport.
It's
just water. It's Clorox brand, but you don't need to buy.
Yes, exactly. Because when I first went there, I thought, you're putting Clorox in here? It's just because
the same thing at first.
Bacteria free. Exactly.
Right. Is that it would be like a tablet or some extra thing. But no, it's just water.
And it's kind of neat. If you have a lot of stuff, you can use the two tubes to make it into one large sanitizer. If you just have a couple of things, you just use the first hood and to clean like things like a sponge or your toothbrush.
I think it's
pretty good. And she said it's mainly 12 to 13 minutes, depending on how much water you put in, anywhere from like an ounce and a quarter to like 2.5 ounces.
It looks like it doubles as a humidifier, too.
Oh, does it?
No, I'm just kidding. It seems like that's basically what it's doing. It's just steaming the water, boiling the water away.
Exactly.
No, that's great. That's a really nice contained way to sanitize using steam, and I guess it circulates it in there to get everything.
Yeah. Probably a little fan down in the bottom.
Yeah. I've had a few things that I really like. There was a silicone scrubber thing that I had. And I was constantly like, I guess I throw this in the washing machine every time.
Oh,
it would be nice to know it was sanitized, fully sanitized. That's great.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's great.
I think it's.
Will it work with dumplings? Okay. I need it to work with my steamed dumplings.
Can you steam your dumplings?
Yeah, can I steam my dumplings in it?
I don't know.
They'll at least be sanitized.
Yeah, that's right. You'd have the cleanest dumplings in the town. Yeah.
Yeah. I won't even be able to taste the flavor. It's sanitized away. That's cool. Okay, cool. So the Clorox two-tier electric steam sanitizer. That's neat. She said 40, but on Amazon it was 50.
It was?
Yeah. You know what? This may be an I'm logged out situation. Let me double check.
Okay.
Yes, that is $10 off instantly. When? Oh wait, I don't want a credit card. Wait, what?
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
No, well, there you go.
Anyway,
we're just reporting it. It's just a fact. There you go. Oh, with that, let's move into.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it?
I completely forgot my gadget, but it is...
What?
No, I have it. I recorded a video about it. I just left it over in the other room. So as the video is playing, I'm going to run and go grab it. But this is the continuation of the party summer fun time gadgets. So I got the gadget earlier and recorded a video. So here it is.
Hey, Diggity. So we are back at it with another backyard party summertime gadget. If there's enough adjectives in there, I hope so. Today we are taking a look at a gadget called the Bareback. And this is an applicator for lotions if you have a hard time reaching your back. Think of this as a back scratcher, but instead of a scratcher, you have a little, it looks just like a paint roller like you would get at Home Depot. And let me get it out of here. And this would obviously be for sunscreen, any type of, I'm going to use it for sunscreen, but it mentions you could use any type of lotion that you want. So it comes with a replacement and this one with a plastic attachment. So you get two rollers, but this is actually like a quick slide attachment piece here. So you can slap it on there. This folds out to get maximum coverage. So obviously, normally I'd be like, but with this gadget, I should be able to get full coverage. We're gonna test it out. I brought some SPF with me, and we're gonna see how well this roller does. So give me just a moment. Right before I test it out, I do wanna also point out, A, we're here at the pool, so we're gonna be testing it right here. But two, is that they have other attachments. Now, this only came with the foam roller attachment here, but you see this like spiky thing? That looks like it would be like a great back scratcher. So there are other attachments from this gadget. Okay, time to add some sunscreen. I'm not really gonna use my hand to rub that around. So we're just gonna hope that kind of work on there as I paint my back. I need a mirror. See how this is working. Okay.
It looks pretty good.
I think I'm just about done.
Oh, you missed some.
I think I can reach everywhere else. Hopefully.
There you go.
I'll have to check the video to see if it's good or not. Okay, after reviewing the video, yeah, I think that it actually did a pretty good job. Checking out the foam roller, it does feel like there might be a little dry spot only in one area, but it definitely did a pretty good job of kind of moving the sunscreen everywhere. And then I had that one spot that eventually once I got, I was able to snag. So definitely easier than trying to reach. And then when you're done, you can fold it up. You can pop off this and throw this like into a bag or whatever. And then obviously the foam roller is, this will only just be sunscreen. So you can just wash this off in the sink. That's pretty cool. Honestly, I kind of like it.
And there we go. The Bareback.
Now, is it extendable or?
It's just this foldable, but as it's folded down, you can still kind of use it folded. So, this is half of it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay,
you can still use it and then it clicks out.
Okay. Oh,
the longer,
wow. Oh, that's good.
Option. Yeah, and this is the one that I put the lotion on. And yeah, it was just easy once I got home, running under the sink. The lotion comes out. Smells a little bit like coconut now, but that's it. Not too expensive. it was more expensive than I, like, kind of honestly going back and looking at it. I was like, I really spent $24 on that thing. But yeah, it was 24 bucks. And like it was mentioned in the instructions, there's lots of attachments. So I went to their whole thing. You can see scratching, scrubbing attachments, lotion, shaving attachments.
Shaving?
Yeah. Dry brush, massage. They got all sorts of stuff. So I was unaware that there was, it was like a whole, little, they got a little mini industry of back scratching establishment. So there you go. I really like it. It feels very solid. Like it, you know, you can just kind of tell. This is good plastic. I like the click and the roller. And if you're someone who really needs to make sure, it'll work. Yeah, and I think everyone was saying in the chat room, hardest part is make sure you don't miss a spot.
Yeah. So just
be thorough.
You have to do it in front of a giant mirror.
Right. Right. Or just memorize where you go. You know, keep it in mind. Okay, I got that. Got over there.
Put your phone back there and have a monitor in front of you.
There you go. Just set it up, record it, and then watch the recording just like I did. There you go. So $23 for the bare back lotion roller thingy. Okay, well, with that, let's move on to Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
All right, so last week we talked about Rachel Z's, because I had done the crayon comb, and she said that the chalk comb, I was going to dye my mustache, and Rachel had sent in a photo saying that wax works better, and then a couple of days later she said, oh, I sent you a video, and Chad and I talked and said, oh, you know what? Let's make it the warehouse video. And we did. And here it is.
Here it is. Do-do-do.
Hi, guys. It seems to be Rachel here. You were talking about hair chocolate last week on the podcast. And then you started talking about, well, I mentioned hair wax and how much better it works. I sent a picture during the show hoping I'd get your attention of how my hair was that day. But you didn't get it till today or didn't see it. Whatever. Anyway, so I thought I'd shoot a quick video because you did have a few concerns about the hair wax, that it looks messy. So, I've been doing this for a long time. So I'm doing this in the mirror, so this could be interesting.
Yeah, like hard.
There we go. So that's kind of what it looks like in there.
And it looks like face paint. Found,
it does.
Take a foam crafting brush.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure other brushes will do.
Oh, yeah.
And then
there's a dog bark.
Dog is unhappy. And then you just brush it in. When it's wet, it helps it move through better. Otherwise, it's a little bit
sticky. Yeah, it's bright.
So. Boy, it works very
instantly.
See, it's covering pretty well. I do currently have a semi-permanent purple in my hair. But I will use this. I started using this because I was using chalk, and it didn't work. I have the naturally quite dark brown hair, but I have this one streak right here that's turned gray. And I am allergic to most hair products, including your bleaches and stuff that normally you need to do to get really good coverage of when you have dark hair. So now I'm putting some purple in. Showing
that looks fun. Colors. That looks like a fun, like if well, I had kids, you know,
definitely
like,
the, red
use the wax, stick it in versus the chalk, which is like
to my hair.
So, the chalk on my mustache took forever, and it you had a light color purple.
So, yeah, I was trying
this is a lot of coverage.
Yeah,
back in 2018, I was Sadness for Halloween, Sadness from Inside Out, And I needed to make my hair blue. And so I picked up this blue hair wax.
Oh my God.
And tried it out. So right now I have red, purple, and blue. Those are the three that I generally switch between depending on what it is. Let's see if you can see this.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, anyway, trust me, it's
there.
That shows up all right. Yeah, so you got your streaks here. You can do, I generally just do it in this front area and then a little bit throughout just to make it look
color
more
yeah.
consistent. But I don't worry about getting my entire head because I'm only trying to cover up the gray part. But yeah, it works great. It's about $10 for a little jar, but the jar lasts quite a long time. This is only my second red and second purple, I believe. This is my first blue that I was sadness for Halloween with and back in 2018, and it's just about empty. But so if you do have it and it starts getting hard, just add a couple drops of water, and it'll work again. Oh. It'll turn up nicely. And, yeah, then you can color your hair temporarily. Oh, so this is one advantage is this is only one washout, then it's done, versus your semi-temporary hair dyes that are the ones that I normally use are, like, about 4 to 6 weeks. But they're also all natural. Well, I don't know if this is all natural. But anyway, it doesn't bother my asthma, and that's all I care about.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I work as a graphic designer, so it's totally cool to have fun colored hair. And, yeah, the other thing is watch out. If it's raining and you're wearing this, because it will start to come out. So just.
Oh, no.
And yeah. So you saw me put it on with the brush and then I just ran my fingers through my hair and I do have a little bit of color on my fingers, but it's not bad. I'll just wash them and they'll be fine. You can put it in with your fingers as well. It's just your hands are going to get a lot messier, but it washes right off. So, all right. I hope that answers any hair wax questions you might
have.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for the demonstration.
Yeah.
That's great.
And yeah. She said that, I asked what brand. She said almost all the brands use the same photos. So she thinks almost all the brands are maybe from the same company.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's way cheaper. It looks like you can get six containers of it for like...
Half 30 off.
Bucks,
and there's even
would,
8%
yes, it would be a lot. Yeah. It would bring it down instead of 10, it would bring it down to $5.
Look at this. Join Prime and this item is $25. Then 8%. Yeah, you save a lot of money if you get a little.
Yeah.
I wonder if you get less per.
My guess is the same jars. Yeah. That's my guess. That it's just easier to ship the same.
Well, yeah, there's
thing.
lots of brands, lots of options. I just clicked another random one.
Yeah.
And
she said, if you notice that they almost all use the same photos. So
yeah.
That's why she thinks no matter what brand you get, it's going to be the same product.
Right, right. That was a great video. That's really cool. I feel like I wouldn't. I've bought the hair chalk before, and same thing. I wouldn't buy it ever again. I think I'd definitely try for wax if I want something not permanent at all. That after the costume party, it's gone. That's what I need.
So. Yeah, one wash out. Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's great. Yeah, it's great.
That's great. Okay.
So, Rachel, send me your address. You'll get a current issue of Mad Magazine. And we're looking for more videos, okay? Anything to do with a gadget, make a video 1 to 3 minutes. You can be in it if you want, or you can just show the gadget. Just make sure we can see the gadget, hear your voice, and that it is shot in landscape format. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted. And that way, only people with the URL will be able to see it and send that URL to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And that might be our last available video or very close to the last video. So we need videos quickly. Anything to do with the gadget, old, new, love it, hate it, just do a video.
Do a video.
Mail@gizwiz.tv.
If it is a gadget, we will accept it. Yes. And with that, let's move on to the letter.
Our letter is from Linda Norman, who said, this showed up in my feed today. It's adjustable glasses, but there have been adjustable glasses before, but they looked comical. These look more like regular glasses. I'm tempted, but I spent all my spare cash on Prime Day yesterday. I'm curious to what you guys think. And she said the video, watch the video, because the first, it's only a 30-second video, and she said at the beginning, and you know, it was pretty funny.
Are you always looking for the right glasses to work, read messages, or finish that passion project?
Hey, what's up, Ten Eyes?
There is another way.
I just use one pair of glasses.
I just turn the dials to change focus.
I just use iJusters.
iJusters, the adjustable glasses. Visit iJusters.com and learn more about our 30-day free trial.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, also, I read the copy and someone said, my eyes, I would need different focus for each eye. And it said, each eye does have its own focus ring. So I have no idea how these work. You know, what was the price again? I didn't even look.
Good question. Shop now. That is so tiny. Is that...
It is tiny.
Second, let me... $66.
You know, that's...
Wait, well, $89. They work, okay, so the good. 66 is this tortoiseshell version. The stainless steel is $90. They got some 50 options.
Yeah. Now, we did something she might have been referring to. They were called AdLens adjustable. And we did them like 5 years ago. Now, the AdLens website seems to be gone, but they're still available online. And they were also adjustable. But these, she's right. These look more like regular glasses. The AdLens things were kind of thick and...
Right. I'm so confused on how it's working because...
Yeah, I know. I don't know exactly what it's doing.
It almost looks like a Fresnel lens type situation where it's like as it shifts along, it adjusts the... I have no...
Oh, there it is. You can adjust it from 0.5 to 4.0.
Four-time magnification. Difference.
Yeah, it is. That is a wide range.
Huh.
And
I mean, they seem reasonable. I don't see, they look slick. The technology seems to be there. The price is not that bad.
No. And 30-day return if you don't like them.
I like that. Why? Why?
Yeah.
That's a good question. That's cool. I like
it. Well, when you get money, Linda, why don't you do it?
Yes, Linda.
send us a video.
Or if anyone else can't withhold the temptation.
In the chat room. Yeah. But they do look way better than the AdLens that we had done several years ago. So
I had also seen one that used like a bubble of water, but I don't think that was... I don't think that was like a commercial product yet.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember if that was on the GizWiz or something else, but.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that. Oh, wait. Scooter X.
No way. What is this, Scooter X?
What is this?
Adjustable. It says adjustable pencil extender. I'm so confused.
What?
I have no idea. Here, let me look at this. Let's investigate together. $6.99. Close out all the pop-ups. It looks so similar. Dual head.
The lens looks a little less refined.
Rotate the turnable the turnable to adjust the prescription and magnification to your exact requirements. See clearly with a convenient product. Okay, okay. Here's an even different one. That one doesn't quite look as fancy.
No, that,
I like
that
the
looks,
dials on the
that looks more like the Ed Lens one from years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, yeah. The adjustable glasses market, and there's some options in AliExpress if you're willing to hunt.
Yeah.
Anything? I think that's it for the letter. Want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show. If you're a patron, thank you so much for your support and generosity. Thank you. If you like the show, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. That's our Patreon page, or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab, and there is a big banner that will take you to our Patreon page. There's also a tiny little link that'll take you to our PayPal page. Speaking of gizwiz.tv, that's where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever we're live, just head on over to the website and it'll update with the live stream there. And join the chat room. Chat along with everybody. They're a fantastic group of folks there. And if you miss the live stream, don't worry. The previous episodes are there on our website or our YouTube page. By the way, reminder, we should probably remind people, the GizFizz hosts on our YouTube page. If you want to see previous GizFizz, you can go to the live tab of the YouTube, youtube.com/thegizwiz is our account there. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Diggity's website where he writes articles about all the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link back or a reminder about any of the gadgets that we covered, gizwiz.biz is the place. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The game show online. You gotta guess what this is with real prizes available. This is a whole gadget, not just a piece or a part of the gadget. And I've been needing one of these every time my back feels a bit out of whack. It's just a little spacer. It's good for posture. And make sure. It was also a torture device back in the day. I have to say that too. Yeah, it's crazy gadget. I don't know. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in on gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.